greetings again in the name of our Lord and Savior. Welcome to Fountain of Life, daily inspiration. For an inspiration from the Word of God again this morning, I would like to take a look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16, 17, and 18, and then we're going to read chapter 5 down to verse 11. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 says, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. But the times and the seasons, brethren, I have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord cometh as a thief in the night. But when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all children of the light and the children of day. We are not of night nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, for an helmet, the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain great salvation, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do." For an inspiration this morning, as we take a look at the Word, we see two words in here that appear a couple times. In verse 6, he says, "Let us not sleep." Then he says, "Let us watch and be sober." Then in verse 8, he says, "Let us who are of the day be sober." Then in verse 9, he says, "He hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation." Verse 10, he says, "Who died for us, whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him." Today, these are comforting words. But there's two different scenarios here. He's calling us to not sleep. He's calling us to be sober. That's our duty, that we watch, that we're diligent. Walking and not being overtaken by the enemy of our souls, but let us watch and be sober. And then he tells us in the last verses what he did for us, that we can have this great salvation. Then he says, "Comfort yourselves with these words." That is special. That is very special. God has desire to walk and live with each one of us. And so let us watch and be sober that we're not found, like it says in verse 2, as he cometh, that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. Then he says in verse 4, but ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Let us watch that day, when that great day, that great and awful day, it says, when the Lord shall return, let us be watching. Let us be awake that we see that we are not overtaken as a thief. So may the Lord bless you as you go about your day today. Remember to watch and be sober, because Jesus says that he will return one day to take us. Take those that have prepared their hearts and lives, that have been born again of the Spirit of God, and have washed their sins in the blood of the Lamb. One day he will come to take you to live with him. So I encourage you today to watch and be sober. May Jesus bless your day.